When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app, by the way. Scroll down to live radio. That is where we are. If you're in your car, you get to where you need to go, Harry. It's called a driveway moment in the business, in the radio business, right? Like you're driving to work, you get there, you're like, oh, but they're in the middle of something I want to hear. You have a phone in your pocket. Everyone does. Go to the ESPN app, click more on the lower right-hand corner, scroll down to live radio, take us with you. We're in your ears wherever you go.
I use it a lot.
Yeah, me too. Yep. You can listen to KJM on your smart speaker. Just say play ESPN radio. In fact, my Wi-Fi went out during the playoffs, baseball playoffs, and all my TVs are hooked up in my apartment to Wi-Fi. I live here in the city, and I was thinking, what am I going to do? Oh, my God, the Yankees playing, you know? Mm-hmm. And I heard my own voice in my head. Click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to live radio. And I listened to the game for a couple innings while it was
well, see, I'm telling all my friends and people that I know, you know, because, you know, Fitz and Harry starts January 3rd.
Yep.
I'm telling all of them to download the app so they can listen to it.
And what days and times are that is Fitz and Harry going to be, Harry Douglas?
January, we're going to start January 3rd, which is a Tuesday, but we're going to be every Monday through Friday from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m.
I'm
excited.
Oh, you should be.
I'm excited about that.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max coming to you live from the Seaport, brought to you by Patron. Perfection starts with Patron. So, Harry, can Tyler Huntley keep the Ravens afloat, right? What you need from a backup quarterback, a good backup. He's not going to do it for the season, but he's got to tread water while the starter's out, right?
Yep.
So, Lamar Jackson's hurt. They say 3 to 4 weeks. We'll see. And by the way, right now they're in first place, the Ravens. Don't forget, they beat the Bengals head-to-head, and Lamar Jackson outplayed Joe Burrow down the stretch of that game. That's why the Ravens won. Can Huntley keep them afloat in Lamar's absence, do you think?
I think he's going to be able to, with the simple fact that when I look at the Ravens in their schedule right now, the games that they have left, now granted they have three of them that's in the division, and actually four. They have four division games left over. They have the Steelers, they have the Browns, they have the Steelers again, then they have the Bengals, and then in between they have the Atlanta Falcons.
It's tough, actually. Those divisional games are tough.
I know. But when I look at Tyler Huntley, though, I look at last year, because this was the same situation he was in last year, and the team finished 1-3 under his helm.
You know what's weird, Harry? Because he looked good to me, but they didn't win a lot.
And that was the thing, because he actually played well to the fact that he started opening eyes, and people were like, okay, well, Lamar Jackson is out. It's okay because Tyler Huntley is going to hold things down. Now, granted, the only difference is that Lamar Jackson takes your team to another level. He's a superstar, not a star, not a guy. He's a superstar. Tyler Huntley right now, he's a quarterback. You know what I mean? So there's going to be little things here and there that you get from Lamar that you're not going to be able to get from him. But to say the least, he is a guy that can hold the ship afloat. Now, I do think this organization, when they were under Ozzie Newsome, right? When they were
GM.
Yep, making their little run or whatnot. He drafted Torrey Smith.
At the time, GM at the time.
Yep, he drafted Torrey Smith, brought in Anquan Boldin, had those weapons.
But they're Ravens-style receivers.
Raven-type.
They're not Tyreek Hill, they're A.J. Brown. You know, in other words, they're football player receivers, not just speed demons. I'm not saying Tyreek Hill is like a specialty. He's a great receiver. But, I mean, they'll block,
And I'm glad you said that, because during the draft last year, me, Dominique Foxworth, Jason Fitz, one of the things that we brought up in the draft is that when they started drafting players, oh, he's such a Raven. Oh, right. He fits the mold. They draft guys that fit their mold.
Roquan Smith, no one wanted to pay him, right? Because he doesn't sack the quarterback a lot. All he does is tackle.
Yep.
Yeah, well, that's a Baltimore Ravens
thing.
Middle linebacker, inside linebacker, lots of tackles, hard nose.
Yep.
That's the identity of the team.
Now, in saying that, I say that because of the simple fact that I do believe this organization, from a standpoint, has failed Lamar Jackson to get him the proper skill position players that he needs to succeed. Because you look around the National Football League, and we were just talking.
Andrews qualified because you talked a lot to me when I said, hey, everyone else, they, you know, the wide receiver means so much, but Patrick Mahomes, who's his Tyreek Hill, doesn't miss a beat. And you say, oh, because it's really about Travis Kelce. What about Lamar? He's got a hell of a tight end.
But he's not Travis Kelce. We just seen Travis Kelce one-on-one against Jalen Ramsey make him look stupid.
Okay.
Literally.
Okay, so Andrews not good enough.
Well, he's good, but he's not going to, you know, he don't have those fries that'll cross your eyes.
Right.
He don't have those shakes that'll make you quick. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you. And by the way, Mahomes could use a receiver, actually. Could use a number one, yeah.
Definitely. But I do believe the Baltimore Ravens, and I thought A.J. Brown was the perfect guy that fits the mold
100%
of that. And then we were also talking, DeAndre Hopkins is the perfect guy for a Ravens-type offense because you don't have to run crisp routes. You can just throw the football to him. And if it comes anywhere near him,
Michael Thomas,
he's going to snag it. Michael Thomas is another one. Big body guy, physical, tough. Those are the type of guys that the Ravens need.
So we're talking about this, of course, because Lamar Jackson suffered a sprained PCL.
Which a lot of people are downplaying. It's really bothering me.
That was during Sunday's win over Denver. PCL injuries.
He'll be back.
So right, but PCL injuries, oftentimes it's 1 to 3 weeks. So why does it bother you that people are downplaying?
Just because of the way Lamar Jackson plays. And if I don't have a 90% Lamar Jackson, then I don't know. Am I risking that? Am I risking?
Let me say something about the Ravens. They were my preseason pick to win the Super Bowl. I realized other teams had better rosters front to back, but I like them to win the Super Bowl. And the reason I did is the previous season, I thought something happened to Lamar Jackson. I thought he turned a corner. He actually hit a new level, and that's saying a lot. He was, you know, we do Jurors Day on this Just In, 2 p.m. Eastern ESPN.
What kind of host?
Handsome host. he's not there for his hosting skills. That's eye candy, okay? But the point is that we do a Jurors Day where we rep the player who most deserves it. We pick their jersey, yep. Right? And I remember 3 separate weeks. By week 10, I took Lamar 3 times. In other words, like he was the best player on the planet Earth.
Max.
Mahomes is the best player in the world, but that doesn't mean he's going to be the best out of everyone 3 separate weeks. You know what I mean?
Correct.
He might be top 3 or 4 most of the time. And I thought to myself, as many injuries as they had, they were still winning games. They were in first place when finally Lamar got nicked up, and then he started to slow down. And I thought, if they could just get a little healthier, they're going to win the whole thing. He's motivated without the contract, the whole thing. He's made some bad decisions in the fourth quarter. And they're hurt again a lot, you know, like, and they don't have the receiver. But
because
I got to say this.
He has to be Superman.
I hear
every
that, Harry.
Every game he goes out there.
But the point
because
I'm
of what they're lacking.
The point I'm making is this. I haven't moved off them as my Super Bowl pick to win the whole thing. And the reason I haven't is this. And the reason I think they're a great sleeper pick is they have had a fourth quarter lead in every single game they've played this season. That tells me a lot. Oh, well, you have to play all 4 quarters. Yeah, Sherlock, no kidding. But not every
all their losses.
In other words, you really do control your own destiny when you can get to the fourth quarter with a lead.
Yep.
So, yes, they have to clean some things up. Yes, that's true, but it's in there. When I see a team as a fourth quarter in every game, guys, we're heading into, what is it, week 14? And they've had a fourth quarter lead in every game? That tells me they can win the Super Bowl, Harry.
And I'll bring it up. The Dolphins game, they lost 42-38, right? Should have won that game.
Yep.
They let them come back. You talk about the Buffalo Bills game. They was up in that one.
By the way, pre-Roquan Smith. That was pre-Roquan Smith.
Exactly. And then the New York Giants, they were up in that one. They lost 24-20. And then the most recent one to the Jacksonville Jaguars, they lost 28-27. So it's not even like they're losing these games by a ton of points either. They're actually losing them close. But I will tell you, part of the game is finishing.
For
they
sure.
They have an issue finishing.
That's why the odds are not. That's why the odds are against it. I just still think Lamar's going to do it. All right. Every day. But he's got to get back and get healthy. And by the way, Tyler Huntley's got to tread water now. Every day, we've been telling you that all you have to do to win $2,500 each hour was listen for the winning word and text it in. That's how simple it really was. It was the easiest contest ever. It's not a contest. Just text in a winning word. That wasn't easy enough for some, apparently, Harry. Because we picked winner for every hour's winning word. But of the 80 people we texted to give them $2,500 each, we gave away $200,000 over 20 shows.
Cash.
Not everyone claimed their prize, believe it or not.
Disappointing.
And with the holidays coming
what?
Up, We thought it was crazy not to give that money away, right?
Very kind of you.
So, their loss is your gain. We've got more money to give away. We'll give you all the details on Monday's show. Make sure you tune in to hear more. Hey, Harry, remember when Aaron Rodgers did his deal last offseason? The way it was structured, it's like, are we going to go through this again next offseason? Well, next offseason's coming right up. Are we going to have another offseason filled with where will Aaron Rodgers play?
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Breaking news, Bills star pass rusher Von Miller will miss the rest of the season with a torn ACL.
They went to get Von because these big games are about player.
There's that leadership intangible. There are a lot of guys in that Bills locker room that have no idea how to win a championship.
Don't feel sorry for me, because I am good.
Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio. Harry Douglas in for Key and J, and Dan Graziano with us now, ESPN NFL insider. Graziano. What's going on, Dan?
Not a lot, Max. What's going on with you?
Is Dan's mic on? Because I can't hear him in my ear. Can you guys hear him?
I couldn't hear him in my ear either.
Hey, Paulie, I think Graz needs a little help over here with the mic.
By the way, I will say this, though, Max. I would love to do another NFL game with Dan Graziano. Mm-hmm. We had the luxury of doing the Eagles and Colts game together. And
mm-hmm. Very luxurious.
Dan was a wonderful sideline reporter in that game. So being able to toss to Dan.
Wait, Colts and who?
Eagles.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Eagles beat him right at the end.
Yep.
You guys hear me now?
No.
No.
Oh.
Not only was that a good
I'm
game.
Saying great stuff.
Not only was that a good game, but if not for a missed face mask, Jeff Saturday beats the Eagles.
Well, it was a lot of things that happened in that game.
Like, I know, but that play, like at that point in the game, it's right in front of the refs. And by the way, I know the Eagles got victimized by a missed face mask the week before, but it happened to the Colts. Like, I thought I thought the Colts should have won that game.
Their defense played phenomenal. I just thought they had so many missed opportunities from the offensive side of the ball. Like, I remember Paris Campbell was like a 3rd-and-6 situation, and he dropped the football, and they settled for a field goal there. You pick up that first down, potentially score a touchdown, it's a different ball game.
That's why.
Then they got the ball like first and goal at like the 4 or 5. And I think the play selection, I think that's when the inexperience of Park Fraser start to show up in that game.
That's why people like, I think I hear you. Go ahead.
Came back on?
There you go. That's why I think people are so high on the Cowboys now, because they thrashed them, right? But even that game, when I fell asleep, it was a 2-point game. Anyway. Yeah.
I missed the fourth quarter, Cowboys Colts.
Yeah.
I did. I fell asleep.
Me too.
Yeah.
Same exact. Honestly, did. I couldn't believe it when I woke up. I was like, day. What happened?
33 points.
Wait, how could that be? How'd they get to 50?
I was really thinking Jeff Saturday almost beat the Eagles. No. He's going to beat the Cowboys. Yeah, and I woke up. I was like, oh my God.
Didn't happen. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, Jeff's, he's got what he's got. No, I think it's going to be a struggle. Anyway, yes, that was fun. I enjoy that. That was your first one, right? Wasn't that your first radio game?
Yep.
Wouldn't have known.
Hmm. Appreciate it, bud.
Von Miller is out for the season. I don't know if you heard about it.
I did hear about it. I followed the league on some level.
What do you think?
I think they're in trouble. Brandon Bean, the Bills GM, would tell you, he told me earlier this year, the reason they went out and got Von Miller and paid an extremely high price in free agency to get him is because their last 2 years in the playoffs, they lost because they couldn't get Patrick Mahomes on the ground on third down. And Von Miller is the finisher in that pass rush that they felt like they were missing. Sure enough, Bills go to Kansas City earlier this season. I was at that game too. Von took over the game in the last couple times the Chiefs had the ball, and he did exactly what they brought him in to do. So they're thinking, oh, this is great. This was the missing piece. This is the Super Bowl closer. This guy's won with two different teams. So I don't know how they replace it. I don't think it's, I mean, the edge rushers they still have are going to have to step up to a level that they haven't in the past, or else they wouldn't have signed Von Miller. So it's a significant loss. And if they run into the Chiefs in the playoffs, or a number of other teams, by the way, I mean, the AFC's stacked. They're going to have a problem.
Dan, you know, it's so funny. As you're saying that, we're showing video on ESPNU. And when you say, like, guys like Mahomes are able, and even guys who aren't mobile, like Tom Brady, like the great ones, the greatest of all time, the defender has him. It's right there. He just gets the ball off. And here Mahomes is scrambling.
Yeah.
And we're showing, as you were saying what you were saying, Mahomes is scrambling. He's going to make it happen. Is he going to? And Von Miller just grabs the ankle and gets him. Just gets him, whereas another guy just misses
and
him.
And that's why Von Miller's going to be in the Hall of Fame. But, I mean, like, you're right. Like, last week I had Chiefs-Bengals, and the whole lead up to that game, Chris Jones is talking about a missed sack on Joe Burrow in the AFC Championship game last year that they feel like helped cost them the game. Like, that is so important, right? That third down situation where the quarterback just has that extra half second to make the play. Otherwise, you know, if you could have brought him down. So that's what the Bills felt like they were missing going into the offseason. They felt like they found it in Von Miller. Now they don't have him. You know, it's a simple math problem right now. Like, they don't have that's a key part of their equation.
I would take it a step further, man. Even when you have a guy like Patrick Mahomes, who's been phenomenal, who's one of the great quarterbacks in the game today, when he's lining up to pass that football in certain situations and he knows that Von Miller is coming off that edge, that is in the back of his mind. That's in his quarterback clock mind. Versus when he doesn't have him, you're not worried about anything.
Right.
You're like, okay, I can still do my
right. He's not locked in on, like, where is, and no offense to the young man, but like AJ Epinesa, like that's not, it's not the same thing. And I think that's the Bills good enough to win the Super Bowl? Of course, they were good enough to win the Super Bowl last year, but they didn't. And they felt like they needed to address a specific reason why. And now the answer that they came up with is no longer available to them.
Are we going to have yet another offseason? And the way I recall, Dan, you have to remind me of the details, but I remember, oh, wait a minute, the way they structured that deal, we could be going through this again next year, Aaron Rodgers and the Packers.
We could.
Is that what we're about to see? Where's Aaron Rodgers going to play again next season?
I think it's simpler this time, right? Because the way they structured the deal, the Packers hope that it provides incentive for Aaron Rodgers to come back. I mean, it's $60 million if he comes back next year. And so their thought is, well, who wouldn't want $60 million?
Let me stop you just for one second. Yeah. Wouldn't he command at least $60 million from any team? Like, wouldn't any team that wants a quarterback?
How many teams could afford to do it?
But see, I don't.
Well, that's a good point.
I don't think so.
It's already in their budget.
Here's the remaining contract on, it's on ESPN.
I think it's at a certain place.
53.5
I honestly think Aaron Rodgers would reconstructure his deal if he's in a certain place.
Well, he could,
hypothetically, say San Francisco.
Right. Now, not to get too into the weeds here, but, you know, that would require a lot of machinations, right? Like, on the part of the Packers. Like, there's an option bonus. They can wait to pick it up, but then they, right. Then you could trade him to San Francisco. For example, San Francisco would then have to redo the deal itself.
Yes.
Right? But
more money.
It's tough. I mean, it's tough. And San Francisco's got a lot of investment, obviously, in the young guy, Trey Lance, because of the draft capital they gave up to get him. Yes, it's like, here's the thing. Like, let's try and make it simple. If Aaron Rodgers goes to the Packers and says, I want to be traded, they can do it. It would be difficult. It would be financially difficult for them in terms of the salary cap, but it's doable with his cooperation. So what has to happen here in the remaining month of the season, early part of the offseason, is the Packers have to have honest conversations with Aaron Rodgers. Are you coming back? Do you want to play somewhere else? Are you going to retire? They need to get his answer. And once they do, they can operate their offseason. But I think it's simpler because last year, It was, does he want to come back at all? If so, what does the contract look like? Now we know what the contract looked like. It's on the books. So we know what the different steps would be depending on his decision.
I'm trying to think of, like, the San Francisco 49ers with Aaron Rodgers. It's ridiculous, right? Who are other teams where he would make sense based on their need for quarterback, Giants, where he would want to play?
Giants, Jets, Saints.
Yep. They're I just have to imagine, Raiders. Dan, you're right about the trickiness of the cap space and everything, but I have to imagine that if Rodgers essentially opted out, he would make more money in so doing. And there are certain situations where he'd also be in a better position to win at this point.
Sure, but
unless Christian Watson keeps catching two touchdowns a game.
Right. I mean, it's not as simple as opting out. The Packers do have some. I mean, the contract gives them some leverage. Like, you don't have to trade him. And if he doesn't show up, you don't have to pay him. But, yeah, I mean, look, we're in the speculation stage. I personally think that if Rodgers was going to leave the Packers, it would have happened this past offseason or the one before. I feel like that was the prime opportunity. And once he did this contract in March, once he let it be known that he wanted to come back as opposed to be traded to the Denver Broncos or whatever, that he was committing to what he has said all along, which is he wants to finish his career there. So unless that's changed, it would require a lot more to make it happen now than it would have a year ago. And that includes from his end.
You know, Harry and I were talking. Harry's concerned, like, or made the point that the Lamar Jackson's PCL, because a lot of times it's 1 to 3 weeks, people are kind of rushing past that. But
yeah, people just, okay, it's a PCL.
Yeah.
He's going to be back in 1 to 3 weeks.
Right.
Like, Lamar Jackson doesn't utilize his legs the way we're used accustomed to seeing him utilize his legs. Why are people just brushing off the PCL injury like, hey, he's just going to be back in 1 to 3 weeks?
I think it's because most people are not orthopedists. I think that's the reason, right?
See,
because,
like, and Gross,
you hear,
I've been through an ACL, yeah, MCL, meniscus, and a bone.
Yeah, you
fracture.
Are an orthopedist.
That's what I'm
know
saying.
What that those injuries are like.
But most people are not NFL players, so
correct.
You know, people hear, oh, it's not an ACL. Oh, what a relief, right? I mean, but the PCL, Ezekiel Elliott played through one last year and was clearly not the same runner that he used to be,
yep,
when he had. I mean, so we've seen it affect guys, and that's the thing. Like, Lamar could miss a week, miss 2 weeks, miss 3 weeks, and come back and still not be the player they need him to be physically, because that thing will linger, right? I mean, he's not going to spend 2 weeks sitting around and then all of a sudden things healed. Like, it's going to affect him the rest of the year. So how do the Ravens work around that? It's a big one. Like, their schedule sets up, you know, they should be able to beat some of these teams that are in front of them while he is out, but it's no sure thing. And once he comes back, is he going to be the Lamar they need him to be to win playoff games? I think there's a legitimate question about
before you get out of here, Dan. The Rams, Les Snead sure loves number one overall picks at quarterback, right? Goff to Stafford to Baker Mayfield. But, you
wow
know, Stafford's career is so interesting. He always had sort of, for many years, it felt like he had top five arm talent.
Yeah.
And he took a bad team farther than they ought to have gone,
sure,
sometimes, but was on a lot of bad teams. What would happen if he got to a good team? Won the Super Bowl
and made great
plays down the stretch, right? And now he's hurt, and the team looks like it's going to have a problem for a couple of years based on all the draft picks they gave up. What's Matthew Stafford's future, do you think?
I think that's a great question. Like, I mean, personally, like, you can try and put yourself in Matthew Stafford's head and say, hey, what do I have to prove? I won the Super Bowl. I've done, you know, if it's a neck injury, like, that's scary. Like, I don't know the extent of it or the severity of it or whatever, the specifics. But neck injury gets my attention. And if you tell me I have a neck injury, am I going to want to play professional football? I got to think that over. So
that's why I didn't play, because fear of a neck injury. I decided
exactly
not to play professional football.
Same thing.
Yeah,
I woke up
too,
one day,
right?
And I had slept wrong and my neck hurt.
Yeah, I had a crink in my neck.
Like, you know what? I will not pursue my dream of being an NFL player, as difficult as that was.
I got three things when it comes to the Rams.
Especially when you're undrafted, Harry. Dan and I were undrafted.
Yeah, but
Aaron Donald.
Gritty. Yeah.
Is he going to retire?
Good question.
Sean McVay. Is he going to go to the broadcasting
booth?
Good
question.
And Matthew Stafford. Those are three things I think a lot of people aren't questions that
we're
gonna
aren't look
being
back,
brought up right now.
We're going to look back on this as the most random-looking Super Bowl title of all time. Because we're like, on either side of it, like, what were the, like, for the next 6 years, the Rams were like the worst team in the league.
But they built to it, though. They built to it. They were good for a long time.
And look, I mean, if these guys do come back, then you could rebuild around them real quickly. But there is a sense, I think, that the Rams could be in for a rough stretch, which, you know, at least they won.
That is Dan Graziano. After winning three straight, can Derek Carr and the Raiders make a real push for the playoffs?
Sure, why not?
Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and ESPNU. Click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to Live Radio. You can find us there. You can listen to KJM on your smart speaker as they play ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. And when this man, D. Wood, is in the house, Damian Woody, I always like when they play Biggie, because you look and sound like Biggie Smalls, except not from New York.
He's so sick of people saying that.
Oh, no, nah, you know what? That's Biggie, like, listen, I was...
Come on,
I
man.
Was tell people,
like
I was telling people, like, when I you know, when you had the rookie initiation,
yeah,
that's when I had to get in front of the team and do my song. Yeah, I did Biggie, man.
So. Why wouldn't you? What are you kidding? If you're Kobe Bryant, you model your game after Michael Jordan. Yeah. Same thing.
Yeah, so it does, like that's I'm all good with it.
Yeah, of course,
baby.
Woody, give me one more chance. Woody, give me one more chance.
When you hear Jay-Z, and Jay-Z is the GOAT, you know, the greatest rapper of all time and everything, but Jay-Z got the crown. Because Biggie passed, right? Like, that left the spot open. Biggie was on top. All right. There you go. See, yeah, that's some D. Wood music. Go, it even looks right. It feels right. The vibe is right for D. Wood.
We got the vibe right now.
After winning three straight, Wood, can Derek Carr and the Raiders actually make a playoff push, or is it too late?
No, they can. I mean, I think if you look at their schedule is not very daunting down the stretch. I think Josh McDaniels finally figured out, like, it's plays, it's players, not plays.
There you go.
It's players. And who has he been featuring? He's basically been featuring two guys, Josh Jacobs and Devontae Adams.
Who leads the league in rushing right
now. There you go. It's like, okay, this coaching thing's not hard. Let me give it to my best players and good things will happen to you. So the Raiders are a team that they have a slim margin for error. But they can find their way in, sneak their way into the wild card spot.
So at this point, I love these kind of real world experiments. I don't care what anyone says. I know you won two Super Bowls with Coach Belichick or Brady. Right now, the answer is Brady. Belichick going on year 9, one playoff win in his career without Brady as a head coach.
Max, hold on, I see that facial expression. Woody, expand on that.
I don't want to get bogged down because we had
the same discussion the last week when I came.
Right, exactly. And I don't want to get sidetracked. I'm just saying, Wood knows. I'm making a reference to it because Wood knows that I like these real world experiments. Yes. Nothing's perfect. It's not that Brady put himself in a great position. Belichick didn't have a lot on the roster. You know, he's the GM. But here's a real world experiment. Take Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams. Let's split them up. See who needs who more. Who misses who more, Devontae Adams or Aaron Rodgers?
Well, I would have to say Aaron Rodgers. But that rookie is coming along. Christian Watson, he's coming along now. But clearly, I think if you look at, like, which organization is you know, trending upward, right now it's the Las Vegas Raiders.
I'll say the difference in that, though, too. And I think Aaron Rodgers has to understand this as a quarterback because he doesn't like motion. He doesn't like all kind of things moving. But you got to understand, when you have a Devontae Adams – that can go out there and beat your corner one-on-one at any given time, that can beat double teams, that can beat triple teams, yeah, you don't have to use that motion. But when you have guys that may be a little more deficient than a Devontae Adams, that's when you have to use the motion. You have to use the shifts to gain a competitive advantage from that standpoint.
Well, I think what I really wonder with Aaron Rodgers is if he had spent the offseason with those guys, where would the Green Bay Packers be right now?
Look at his QBR, Wood. Look at his QBR. We have this up on ESPN2 right now. Rodgers' QBR last year with Devontae Adams, 72. This year without him, 42. 72 is like, oh my God, you're the best ever. 42 is your below average. And Adams' receptions, meantime, same thing. 80 last year, 79 this year, through the same number of games, right? Through week 13. 1,083 yards last year, 1,176 yards this year. Same thing. And by the way, receiving touchdowns, 5 last year, 12 this year. If anything, Adams is better than he was last year. Devontae, I'm sorry, go ahead. You were in the middle of something.
Tell him how important the offseason is, Wood.
Well, that's what I was talking about with Aaron Rodgers. Like, the offseason, like, if Aaron Rodgers had spent the offseason with those young receivers, just getting in the work, because championships are won in the offseason. When, you know, those are valuable reps. Where would Aaron Rodgers and Green Bay Packers be right now if he had just spent the offseason working with those young receivers?
Now, what he's saying, you don't have to be that everyday Aaron Rodgers. But when you lose a Davante Adams and then you have two young rookies coming in, you have Sammy Watkins, as three guys you have coming in that have not been in this system, you have to be there as a starting quarterback because you know what it does? It helps them gain confidence.
Yeah, Christian Watson, by the way, when they drafted him, I was like, oh, that's one of those sneaky Green Bay second-round picks going to wind up being one of the best receivers in the game. Size, speed, the whole thing. Took him a while to get. It reminds me of the Golden State Warriors, Wiseman and Kuminga and these guys. We're going to draft young, and we're going to not miss a beat and plan for the future. But, boy, you better hope those dudes develop in time.
Right.
Because
right now I would have shipped all of them for KD right about now.
Right. So I'm thinking about just more about this Davante Adams, Aaron Rodgers stuff, because it seems to me, D, what I have a theory going now. And
okay,
it makes sense
the
with the vertical passing game since the beginning of football getting more and more and more important. Quarterback's most important guy on the team. It's never been close. I think at this moment in time, the dominant wideout, the alpha wideout, has put distance between himself and everyone else. It's like quarterback, his top wideout, and then everyone else. I look around the league at what they did with Joe Burrow, got him Ja'Marr Chase, right? Like, oh my God, look at that. I look at Davante Adams with Rodgers, what that looked like, what it looks like without him. Now give Davante to Derek Carr. What does that look like? Tyreek Hill goes to Tua. Look at Tua all of a sudden. A.J. Brown goes to Jalen. Look at Jalen. Diggs goes with Allen. Oh my God, look at the improvement. The only guy immune to that, it seems, is Patrick Mahomes, although as Key and Harry and other receivers point out,
his number one's actually Kelsey.
Like, is the dominant wideout now? It used to be, well, it's the defensive end or it's the left tackle. Is the dominant wideout by far the number two guy behind the quarterback?
Well, I think the rules of the game has made it such where the wideout has become like that important. I always say the game is still very basic. You got to be able to throw it. You got to be able to block them, and you got to have guys that can get after the opposing quarterback. So the wide receiver, I think, is in that top mix right there. Whatever way you want to put it, the wide receiver has definitely elevated his position as far as the hierarchy is concerned.
I love my wideouts, but I got to go to the defensive side of the ball. Give me a guy that can rush that passer that people are scared of and can go get that quarterback, that can go get Patrick Mahomes, that can go get Joe Burrow and them guys.
I'll take Micah Parsons over all the receivers, right? But LT over all the receivers. But those are those guys.
I think the wide receiver is next after that defense end.
I see. I think it's the wide receiver, and I don't even think it's close. And I grew up a Giants fan, you know what I mean? But, dude, you talk about Davante Adams. Look at those numbers, D. Wood. Whew. All right, that is D. Wood, and we certainly miss him when he's not here. Thank you, D. Wood, as always.
Appreciate you.
What am I getting you on this just in? Stop giving me a bunch of excuses. I got to go back to Jersey
it
and all
ain't
this.
Me. It's not me.
Crying out loud.
You might have to take it up with other people, not me.
Damian Woody, ladies and gentlemen. Thursday Night Football is always a hot ticket. We have Raiders and Rams tonight. Those are two franchises looking like they're going in opposite directions right now. Hot Ticket is brought to you by Vivid Seats, where you earn rewards with every purchase. Vivid Seat Rewards is your ticket to more tickets. Vivid Seats, life happens live. Niners are a Super Bowl team with Brock Purdy at quarterback. Take It or Shake It is next.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Harry Douglas in for Key and Jay. Take It or Shake It is brought to you by Granger. Shannon, take it away.
All right, first take it or shake it. First take it or shake it topic here.
What?
Take it or shake it. Here we go. Sean McVay can save Baker Mayfield's career. Max, take it or shake it.
I'm going to take it. I think that by saving his career, it doesn't mean as a starter in the NFL, but he could be he could have a long career as a top backup kind of sometime starter, maybe a starter for the right franchise if the opportunity presents itself and he can lead the locker room. I think Sean McVay will do good for him.
So are we saying that he can save his career for him to be a backup, or save his career so he can be a starter?
No, he could have a long NFL career, in other words.
Well, I'm going to shake it.
Okay.
I got to shake this. Shake I look that, at Baker Mayfield that. Before this season started, coming into the season, since 2018, nobody threw more interceptions than Baker Mayfield. He has six right now, only six touchdowns, only 1,300 yards, and he's only completing 57% of his passes. If he wasn't a number one overall draft pick, we wouldn't even be talking about
Baker
Mayfield.
But he was good with Stefanski, though.
Yeah, 1 year.
Yeah, all right. So now he has McVay. That the point is, he's the kind of guy got to be in the right situation, but he's got a strong, accurate arm, has to make better decisions, has to lead a locker room better. He's still young. I think that a stint with McVay is going to help him. All right. Harry doesn't listen. Harry, I know you played in the league for 10 years. Again, you know what I've done.
All right, Harry.
Stick a fork in him. He's done, B.
Okay, all right, Harry. Take it or shake it. The San Francisco 49ers are a Super Bowl team with Brock Purdy under center. Take it or shake it.
I'm taking this right now because they have the number one defense in football right now. You look at the surrounding players, Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, Kyle Juszczyk, Christian McCaffrey, Trent Williams, George Kittle. I go back to 2019 when this team went to the Super Bowl. Jimmy Garoppolo in one playoff game threw 19 passes. The second one, he threw 8 passes, and this team still got to the Super Bowl. So the supporting cast and the surroundings of this football team will allow it to still be a Super Bowl contender.
Shake it all day long. No rookie quarterbacks ever won a Super Bowl. I don't think Brock Purdy is going to be the first one. And not only that, here's the thing right now. All the guys, I know they've had bad backups, this and that, whatever. Trey Lance was the third overall pick in the draft. San Francisco can't buy a win without Garoppolo, you know, since he's been there, and they win all the time with him. Now we have another real-life experiment I like, guys. Let's see Brock Purdy get him to the playoffs and advance in the playoffs, because every single time Garoppolo advances, he did advance this year, too. Let's see him do it. I'm not trying to hear it.
Was it because of Garoppolo, though?
Yes, because without him, they can't do it.
Max.
So did Brock Purdy look good to you?
The defense was phenomenal last year.
So why can't they win without
him? Just listen to me, though.
Okay,
the defense was phenomenal
without
last year against Green Bay. They blocked a damn punt, Max.
Why can't they win without
a touchdown?
Him? Why can't they win without him?
I don't know, but it's just something. That.
Yeah, named Jimmy Garoppolo. You just got to give the man his props. What's the most important thing? Read the defense quick. Get the ball out accurately. He does both those things.
Well, I was an advocate coming into this season that, hey, I wanted Jimmy Garoppolo to be the quarterback and not Trey Lance, because I thought they had a better chance with Jimmy Garoppolo.
Let's see Brock Purdy do it, and I will change my tune. Go ahead.
All right, moving on here on Take It or Shake It or Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Take It or Shake It is brought to you by Grainger. The next topic for Harry Douglas. Jalen Hurts and the Philadelphia Eagles have the best offense in the NFL. Take it or shake it.
I'm going to take it take because that. Of take that care. Run game. Okay. That run game, that offensive line, who I think is the best offensive line in the National Football League. You look at those weapons. The addition of A.J. Brown has been phenomenal, and nothing was better than a celebration of him against my Tennessee Titans. Yes, I say my because I played for him for 3 years. You know, hey, you know I love you, but I still got to whoop you, right? I still got to give you this whooping. That was phenomenal celebration. I like this run game as well, and Jalen Hurts is included in this run game. But I will say this, the Cincinnati Bengals are right on their heels.
That's why if you said NFC, I'll take the Eagles. If you say NFL, give me Cincinnati all day, every day. Look, Eagles have a better roster than everyone in the two teams coming into the season, NFC Eagles, AFC Bills. When you look at their roster, front to back, both sides of the ball, the whole thing, it's those two teams. The Bills have not lived up to it quite. The Eagles have, right? But if we're just talking straight offense, man, you ain't stopping them boys in Cincinnati. When you got Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, and Boyd, and Joe Cool back there with Mixon, you know they're putting it on teams without Mixon and Ja'Marr Chase.
Can you tell Steve Spagnuolo that for the Kansas City Chiefs so he can stop putting these guys in man coverage?
Yeah, but you could cover whoever. Do you understand? They would be the reigning Super Bowl champions. Burrow to Chase. I'm like 99% sure that happens. If not for the greatest player since Lawrence Taylor making consecutive incredible plays, they'd already be champs. You ain't stopping no Cincinnati Bengals offense.
All right, next here. Let's go to the hardwood on Take It or Shake It. Harry, the Boston Celtics are the best team in the NFL. Wow. The Boston Celtics are the best team in the NBA.
They're so good. They are the best team in the NFL.
It might be. Take It or Shake It. Celtics, best team in the NBA. Harry, what you got?
Take it. We seen last night what they did against the Phoenix Suns. Like that was an embarrassment. But Jason Tatum right now, when it comes to the NBA, is the MVP of the league at this moment. Who?
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
No.
Let me say one thing.
I'm taking Tatum.
Let me tell you
right now.
The best player in basketball is Giannis. And that there's consensus about that. Tatum is playing great. You know what's interesting about Tatum? In the last couple of years, if he outplayed KD, that's the story. Oh my God, Tatum played as well as KD. This year, when KD plays as well as Tatum, that's the story. That tells you a dude's arrived, right? Mm-hmm. But Giannis be both sides of the floor. Like, he's got the chip. Look, he's got the MVPs.
Did Giannis play last night?
Yeah.
Or was he watching? Was he chewing gum on the sideline? Was he eating popcorn?
I mean, I hear you.
Jason Tatum was out there balling against Chris Paul, against Devin Booker in that company.
You know what? This is what Bob Gibson, I believe it was Bob Gibson, was asked what's the greatest catch he ever saw. Mm-hmm. He said, the greatest catch is like the prettiest lady. The last one you saw is the best you ever saw, right? Like, Tatum's the last dude you saw, and that's it. Go ahead.
All right, last and certainly not least here, the Dallas Cowboys should pass on signing Odell Beckham Jr. Harry, take it or shake it?
I'm going to take it. On it. I'm going to take it.
Take that.
I'm going to take it take that. With the simple fact that I love the emergence of this team right now. I love the way CeeDee Lamb is playing as a number one. Also, how Micah Gallup is coming into his own since, you know, getting over that injury or whatnot. I like the tough catches he's been able to make. But this offense is a run-first offense. They utilize the tight ends a lot within this offense. So I think they don't need Odell Beckham Jr., but if they got him, it would be a big bonus, but they don't
need
him.
Here's the wide receiver rankings on the ESPN2 right now. They're 24th in receiving yards. They're like toward the second back half of the league in most statistics. Do they need Odell? Yeah, going not just this year, but going forward. Even if he can't make it for the play, but going forward, you don't need Odell. Look, Odell at his best, or even not quite at his best, better than CeeDee Lamb's ever been. Probably better than CeeDee Lamb's ever going to be, and CeeDee Lamb is good. If Odell's 80% of what he used to be, oh, you want him. I don't know if you need him. You want him. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger is always there to help. Call or click Grainger.com or just stop by. I'm going to tell you why anything less than two championships for Judge and the Yankees is a failure. Coming up.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.